The profile of the Denali Commission was elevated earlier this month after President Obama announced during his visit to Alaska that the commission would coordinate the flow of resources to communities threatened by erosion, flooding, and permafrost melt. The president also announced that the Denali Commission would receive $2 million to begin planning and coordination efforts. With the money in hand and needing to be allocated by September 30th, the commission is trying to figure out its next steps. At a public meeting and teleconference on Tuesday, Bob Glasscott with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers suggested that updating existing databases would be helpful, since the most recent information about communities threatened by erosion comes from 2009, and flood maps on file are often more than 40 years old.
To go out and talk to these communities, find out historically where the impacts have been, look at high water marks in these communities, survey them in. Again, some sort of scope that would allow us to prioritize, to figure out if you've got to start and make a list, you know, and say, hey, this is the number one community today with this snapshot, and kind of go from there.
Commissioner Julie Kitka, president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, said the Denali Commission needs internal reforms before it can expand to fulfill its new role as the lead agency directing responses to climate change in Alaska. That includes reinstating a 5% cap on the administrative fee that the Denali Commission takes out of any incoming grant money.
Our number one thing that we could do better at the Denali Commission was keeping that cap and keeping those costs. On the accountability on that, when that exploded and increased on that, it really weakened our argument for having resources flow through the Denali Commission.
Kitka also argued for a greater decision-making role for commissioners. The next scheduled meeting of the Denali Commission is in November.